Sydney, you've got a good team. I guess for our listeners, I guess they can't wait for Avilius again in the Kingston Town. You've been in some way feeling your way, but he's taking that step tomorrow in the Kingston Town.
Yeah, look, it's going to be his greatest test so far. He came along on the limit last time in a nice race, but he steps up to even harder company here at set weights and penalties. I mean, he's up against a horse like the Big Duke, who's only got a kilo off. That horse has won over 1.4 million. And whilst, you know, he might not be in the best form, you couldn't be more impressed with the way Libran's running home. Sedanza returned strongly. This is a pretty good race, and I think it's going to test our horse out really well.
Do you think he's got it in him?
He's certainly on the improve, and he looks terrific. He's coping with it all. You can see I've spaced his runs, but I don't think any of this has been worrying him. He's beautifully clean winded, and I like the fact that he's getting back to Randwick. I know it's a soft track at Randwick at the moment, but look, he handled the soft conditions at Rosehill last time, and well, he just looks like a natural for it. So hopefully he can keep meeting the expectations that are starting to be heaped upon him.
Yeah, I think with another nice day today, I think they're saying it'll be a good four tomorrow. Just two others, Duga Valentinwa and It's Somewhat. Can they sort of make another step tomorrow?
I think Trekking's got a much better chance of winning than either of those two.
Okay.
They're probably both going to need it, but yep, they're in their right races, and hopefully they come on really nicely. But we're looking forward to Trekking, and perhaps even his stablemate who's trialled up nicely, Marsupial, but does have to contend with a wide barrier there. So we have to weigh up our options whether we're definite on wanting to start him from 13.
Okay, but Trekking is certainly trained on the way that you've taken us there.
He has. He looks really well, and if he can carry a big weight for a little horse, I think and the expectation of being another favourite for the TAB in the last race at Randwick.
Yeah.
Glenn Munsey has said a few times that they've been taking a bit of punishment in that category over the past 8 or 9 weeks. Hopefully he can keep it going.
Yeah, let's hope so. I've got to just also, Osborne Bulls, I note, was in a jump out this morning in Melbourne.
Yes, he jumped out really nicely. Kate Grimway was very happy with him, and the reports are excellent. He pulled up well. As you know, it was just a judgment call last weekend. I could have run him in the Shandler McLeod at Mooney Valley, but I didn't want to take the risk with him. He's had a good week, and he's let down really well in the jump out this morning, so that he will be fit for the Sharupa Clark next Saturday.
Okay, we look forward to that. James, good luck today and tomorrow. I hope it's a big weekend for the Blue.
Thanks, Andrew.